From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The unexplained disappearance of 21-year-old Patrick Denneke is a subject of much concern and speculation in and around Waco, Texas. Denneke is a Baylor University basketball player. He hasn't been heard from since June 11th. His car has been found in Virginia, stripped of its license plates, and now an affidavit filed in court in connection with a search warrant indicates that Denneke may have been killed. Jeff Kaplan has been covering this story for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. And Jeff, tell us about this affidavit.
Well, it just came down this afternoon, late this afternoon, and it basically gives the story as told by teammate Carlton Dotson, who is now a former teammate. He's not returning to the team, nothing related to this event. He says that he and Patrick Denneke were out in a field somewhere here in McLennan County, which includes Waco, shooting firearms, pistols. He apparently confided in his cousin that Patrick pointed a gun at him, that they had an argument. Patrick pointed the gun, and Carlton fired and shot Patrick in the head. There's no mention as to where the body is, or no body has been found. Apparently, Carlton drove to his home in Hurlock, Maryland, and disposed of the firearms somewhere along the way. So that's where we're at right now.
And this affidavit isn't actually from him. It's from the person he told the story to, if I understand. Is that correct?
Correct. It's coming from an informant who talked to a police department in Delaware, apparently an informant that has helped them before, someone they trust, and that's how this came, who said that the story was told by Carlton to Carlton's cousin. So we don't know if this is actually the truth or if this is just what Carlton, you know, has decided mm-hmm. to come up with as a story. We don't know.
Now, ever since last Friday when the Waco police suggested that perhaps a teammate or teammates of Denneke's might be potential suspects in this case, this story has drawn a tremendous amount of national attention. And what has reaction been like around Baylor and Waco to the idea that this young man who is about to start playing basketball for the school may indeed have been killed and a teammate might have been involved in that?
Really just disbelief. Again, the news that he is most likely dead is really fresh, so it's been hard to get a gauge right now of what people are thinking about that. But beforehand, most students and even people in the community really found it hard to believe that a teammate could be responsible for his disappearance and or death. They really just couldn't fathom how that could happen, especially and you can say this about any school, but they always say this here about Baylor being a small, conservative, religious-based school, that something like this could happen here. Just a lot of disbelief and shock.
The affidavit tells a story of two young men going out and shooting guns. At least that's the story.
Correct.
Is that behavior itself, would that be considered phenomenally unusual or something fairly common in the area?
Well, you know, it depends who you talk to. I mean, this is Texas, and guns are rather prevalent around here. And out in the country, people often go off and shoot the rifles or firearms or whatever they have. In talking with friends and teammates so far, guns seem to be very unusual, especially with Patrick Denneke. No mention of him ever discussing guns or having guns. And mm-hmm. and really same with Carlton, with friends and teammates I've talked with of his. No mention of guns or showing off guns ever or anything of that nature. So right now it seems a little bit unusual.
Jeff, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Reporter Jeff Kaplan of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram.